When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. I am about to start a wonderful presentation on a wonderful message that a lot of anxiety coaches are always referring to someone by the name of Claire Weeks, and she has a wonderful book out there, which is, you know, very popular book written in the 60s, but still it's so valid for anxiety these days. So it's Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Hello everyone, and just thought I show up today and, you know, talk about something that's really important to us. And Yes, and the what I'll do is also provide a meditation on this particular topic. It's the theme of it is called Overcome Anxiety with Claire Weeks, and the method is to face your anxiety, accept your anxiety, float. I'll explain what that means, and let time pass. It's a whole method that was put together. As Claire was a psychologist and a psychiatrist in back in the days, and God bless her, she's no longer with us, but her spirit is with us in the teaching of anxiety. So let's go on about introducing this particular topic. You know, let's look at anxiety. You know, anxiety can be a debilitating kind of conditions that, you know, affects many individuals. It can be harsh on folks that don't have the awareness. However, there are effective strategies and techniques that we can help to manage and overcome it. One such method that Claire designed was face it, accept it, float, and time pass approach. Now this approach, accepting and allowing anxiety to run its course rather than fighting against it. I mean, the more we fight against it, the more we suppress it, the more it goes into our systems and somewhere launches into and it plots itself in our muscle memory. So the idea is to, you know, use those four things to allow us to embrace anxiety rather than fighting it. So now I'm going to explore. We're going to explore the key principles of Claire Weeks' method. Now, if you get yourself the book is actually called, let me find the book. Yeah, could be a little bit more prepared on my behalf here, but that's okay. I need to search for the title. And the title is... It was written in a while back, but it's such a popular seller, even till this date, and it's such a great manual to self-help in, you know, for anxiety. And one day I'm hoping to put a mini course on this, so stay tuned. check this space out regularly, and we will be able to look into it. And it's, we're getting close to the title. There's the title, Hope and Help Your Nervous System by Claire Weeks. And so we'll come out of that and come back to here. So how can we, let's not fight it. Let's explore the key now, the key principles of this. And to basically manage and overcome our anxiety. So number one, understanding anxiety before delving into the face it, accept it, float and time pass method, it's important to have a basic understanding of anxiety. Anxiety is actually natural, okay? Most of the other gurus and coaches like myself will tell you that anxiety is so natural response to stress. It's something like an all perceived threat. It's like there's so much energy running through the body. We've been generating energy body. That energy needs to go somewhere. Unfortunately, like last night I didn't get sleep. Not too much, right? Because I've got so much energy, creative energy flowing through me that it does not find its way out. And, sometimes we need to move our body, get some exercise, get a balance and allow the energy to disperse. And so the energy gets stuck in our bodies and we can't sleep and we might be over looping, thought looping and whatnot. So it's just the natural thing. And then I can feel the anxiety in my body. It's trying to escape. It's trying to move out. So there's another reason why when we lack of sleeping, we find that we can get trapped in that. And consistently your body needs to be rested well. It needs to disperse the energy, in other words. It is a natural thing. It's not actually a threat. We shouldn't look at it as a threat. A lot of people do. It can manifest in various ways. In physical symptoms such as the rapid heartbeat, sweating, shortness of breath. Also psychological symptoms like excessive worry and fear, or actually lead to lack of sleep. Just similar to what I went through last night. So it doesn't always happen, but it's good to know that I'm aware of it. And then, and try to deal with it and go through some of those bits there, the four bits there, face it. Yeah. So now let's look at facing it. The first step, the Claire's method, is to face anxiety head on. This involves acknowledging, recognizing the presence of anxiety without trying to escape or avoid it. A lot of us trying to go, oh, I'm turning, I'm tossing, I can't sleep. And, just sometimes you just have to face it, all right? And it's essential to understand that anxiety is not dangerous, it's not harmful in itself, it's just a natural thing. And by facing it gently, calmly, we can take away its power over us. Because there is something in many books that I've read, there is something like if you don't recognize something like an anxiety thing, within like a minute of that, of that kind of sensation, it could explode to something bigger and more meaningful. And then we take it on board and then we start looping and overemphasizing. Then we get stuck in all sorts of things and, exaggerations and etc. So let's just learn to face it, acknowledge it, recognize its presence, and try and, without trying to escape or avoid or fight it. Essential to understand anxiety is not dangerous for us or harmful in itself. We can take away, once again, its power from us. Easily done. It takes practice, though. And let's look at accepting it. Accepting is a very crucial aspect of overcoming anxiety. I think we're going to go into more than acceptance. I'm going to go more deeper in acceptance a bit later. So it involves accepting the uncomfortable feelings, the tossing and turning, the thinking, and the sensation that anxiety brings out. Now, here's the key. Once we judge it, we lose. Once we judge it, we lose. Once we resist it, we lose. So instead of trying to fight against it, grovel with it, anxiety, or suppress it, and then we learn to accept it as a normal part of our, existence. And let's look at the next one. It's called the float. Floating can refer to, can mean to the act of allowing anxiety to run its course throughout trying and without really trying to control or change it, or involves adopting a non-reactive stance towards anxiety and simply observing the sensation thoughts that arise. Now, this is one of the key, non-reactive, the power of non-resistance or spiritual non-resistance. We can learn that part, right? And then we learn how to float and just see it for what it is. We can learn to let it flow out of us, to let it pass through us. I'll come back to the pass in a minute, to flow through us without the resistance, without the resistance, the spiritual resistance. We can reduce its intensity and its duration that it stays with us. As I said earlier, this energy needs to go somewhere. It needs to flow. It needs to come out through our bodies. But instead, we keep compressing it. We keep holding on to it. We keep fighting, grappling with it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So, moving on to the next one, time pass. Now, the final step in Claire Wiggs' method is to recognize that anxiety is temporary and will eventually pass by reminding ourselves that anxiety is not a permanent state. We can cultivate a patience, resilience, and this perspective helps us to ensure the discomfort of anxiety while knowing that it will eventually subside and move away from us. Allow time to heal. Allow it. It is not a permanent state. The more we hold on to something, the more it becomes permanent. The more we just let it go, recognize, be aware, take a breather. Through meditation is our medicine. You know, learn to meditate, learn to be okay with it, you know. And the thing is, a guru once told me, if we ever think that we are okay, then the chances are that the things will be okay. But if we don't, then they won't. When you look at it, so Claire Wiggs, so face it, accept it, float, time pass method provides valuable framework for managing, overcoming anxiety. Embracing anxiety and allowing it to run its course, we can reduce its impact on our lives. It's important to remember that overcoming anxiety is a gradual process, and practicing these techniques constantly can lead to long-term improvement in our well-being. So there's a lot of value in that particular one. Once again, if you experience anxiety right now, you always recommend it to go with support groups, memberships, groups, or anyone that can lead you, and you can practice meditation, mindfulness, and how just basically as a group we can handle, we can check in with ourselves. And that's available to you guys, so in the future. And also, you can also consult your mental health practitioners out there. Or you can send me a message and I can also help you, with the awareness of this. It's all practice, all practice. So, and also just another note, the book, we're going to study this book and we're going to do a mini challenge in the book. We're going to roll through the chapters, okay? So it's just time and planning on that one, and we're all gonna have a great time with it. So how can we overcome anxiety by accepting it? This is another thing I'm gonna go into. How can we overcome anxiety by accepting it? And you know, this involves, number one, acknowledging, embracing the presence of anxiety in our lives. As mentioned earlier, we once again emphasize that we don't judge it, we don't resist it. And so here's a few other things that, by accepting anxiety, this is how we can actually overcome it and help us overcome it. Number one, increase self-awareness. Very powerful. When I teach anxiety, the first thing that I go into is self-awareness. Accepting anxiety allows us to become more aware of our thoughts, emotions, physical sensations, and anything associated with anxiety. And this self-awareness helps us identify the triggers and patterns that are continually similar, which are enabling us to respond, more effectively. They're stopping us from being in the flow and always trapping the energy, as I mentioned earlier, and losing sleep. Mindfulness and observation. And mindfulness and observation is very important. It's a very important practice to have. By accepting anxiety, we can practice mindfulness and observe our anxious thoughts, you know, understand them and feel them and feelings without getting caught up into them. And this allows us to create distance from anxiety and see it as a separate from us. We're not it. We're not that. We need to be able to separate, the power of separation, detachments from the true self of us. That's on a spiritual level there. It is practicing. And through mindfulness observation, mindfulness meditation, we're able to develop something called the separation, you know, from what's in the physical, but coming back to the true self, which is us. Very important. So, you know, I guess that's why a lot of people practice mindfulness meditation. And again, reducing the avoidance behavior. Some of us are actually avoidance behaviors. This is the anxious avoidance. So some of us can be suffering from, it could be too much on the rigid side of anxious avoidance. You know, we don't do things because we're used to not doing things. We're always protecting ourselves. We have this inner shell, this kind of self-limiting beliefs, this kind of prison, mental prison of our own. We don't do things. We avoid doing things. These type of people. And accepting anxiety involves facing it rather than avoiding or suppressing it, like mentioned earlier. And when we accept anxiety, we can gradually expose ourselves to anxiety-provoking situations. So that's called exposure therapy. And helping us build the resilience that we need to reduce and to avoid the behavior. So this is important. The word there is the exposure therapy. You know, to anything that we're anxious to. So that's important. Another one we can look at, changing our relationship with anxiety. Instead of viewing anxiety as something negative or harmful, accepting it allows us to see it as natural. It's a natural response to stress. It's okay. Imagine, say, it's okay. Or the uncertainty, all right? And this shift in perspective can help us develop a more compassion and understanding relationship with anxiety and ourselves. It is something part of us, and you know, and how can we have a relationship with it rather than forcing it out? And then we have building coping strategies also. Accepting anxiety opens the door to developing healthy coping strategies. By accepting anxiety, we can explore various techniques such as deep breathing, relaxation, exercise, meditation, and seeking support from our loved ones or professionals. And then we look at another one, it's called embracing the uncertainty. Anxiety is often stems from a fear of unknown. By accepting anxiety, we can practice embracing uncertainty and accepting that not everything can be controlled or predicted by us. We need to stop doing that to be able to say, think that we can control or predict the future. We don't, and we need to be able to live in the and embracing the uncertainty in this life. Nothing is for certain except two things. And this mindset shift can actually help reduce anxiety's grip on our lives. Yes. So once again, accepting anxiety doesn't mean resigning ourselves to life consumed by it. It means acknowledging its presence, taking steps to manage to overcome it. It may be beneficial to seek the guidance of a mentor, professionals, or coaches like myself to support you through strategies and for the specific situation. So let's kind of handle that together. So let's look at one more. Why is it so important to change your relationship with anxiety? Well, changing our relationship with anxiety is seriously important for several reasons. One, it's able to reduce the impact of anxiety. When we have a negative or fearful relationship with anxiety, it can intensify its effect on our mental and physical well-being. It may lead to a cycle of avoidance, stress, and heightened anxiety. By changing our relationship with anxiety, we can minimize its impact and prevent it from controlling our lives. And promoting self-compassion. How can we promote a self-compassion? Having a compassionate relationship with anxiety, being kind and gentle with it and ourselves, involves treating ourselves with kindness, understanding its normality when anxiety arises. This self-compassion allows us to, okay, I know it's there, acknowledge that anxiety is a normal human experience, and treating it as normal, that's where things are loose. And that and that you will, you know, we are not alone in this experience here. It helps us respond to anxiety with self-care and support rather than self-criticism. Building resilience. Here we go. We can actually build resilience. Changing our relationship with anxiety can help us build resilience and develop the ability to bounce back from stressful situations in life. By accepting anxiety as part of life, we can learn to navigate challenges with a greater flexibility and adaptability. Enhancing emotional well-being. I'll repeat that. Enhancing emotional well-being. When we change our relationship with anxiety, we create the space for other emotions and experiences to enter. By accepting anxiety as a temporary state, it's not permanent. Nothing is permanent in this life. We can open ourselves up to a wide range of emotions, including joy, calmness, content, happiness, peace, and love. So we can be open to that rather than be closed in. You know, we need to have the open heart approach. That's why we say enhancing emotional well-being. Give us time to energize, put other beautiful vibrational energies in our life rather than stuck with all the negatives. So it is practice once again. And then fostering the personal growth. Changing our relationship with anxiety allows us to view it as an opportunity for personal growth and self-discovery. It can be motivating. It can motivate us to explore coping strategies and management strategies to seek support, develop resilience, and overcome anxiety. It can lead to increased self-confidence and esteem and a deeper understanding of ourselves. So, beautiful. And one more is improving a relationship. Improving relationship. When we change our relationship with anxiety, we can communicate our needs and struggles to others more effectively. It can foster understanding and empathy in our relationships, enabling us to be our loved ones to provide support and encouragement. And once again, let's change our relationship with anxiety. It is a process that will take time and effort. It's not easy, but it's going to happen. And that's why we need to be part of membership. Just be immersed into this. We know we can't just like dribs and drabs and come in and come and go. We've got to continually, I encourage you to continually, no matter where you are, is to find that support group like one of mine and then continue practicing, even listening to my podcast or any anxiety podcast. We're continually practicing and being immersed into it. This will help us to seek, help us to seek that what we need. And techniques and methods and etc. So yeah, I hope that's been fruitful. I will leave it at that. And hopefully there is a meditation that will be part of this. I will quickly summarize this topic in the second part. I'm going to something, a slight hypnotic meditation coupled with the same the idea of Claire Wick's book, and on the method of face it, accept it, float, let time pass, allow the energy to float out of your body, don't suppress it. So having said all that, I'm wishing you a fantastic, wonderful day. May you be blessed, may you be calm, may you be in peace, and may you be in love. Namaste. It's Nick here from Listing Anxiety Coaching. Goodbye for now. I hope you can join me at the next one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.